was like the nephew, the son of the brother of Reb Chiya, and Rav's mother was the sister of Reb Chiya. So Rashi explains that Rav's father was called Avoy, and Avoy was a brother to Reb Chiya from the same father. Now Avoy married Reb Chiya's sister, which was from the same mother. Now it's Reb Chiya and Avoy's wife were sisters from the same mother, so they were mutter to marry one another. So the kids of Rav's father and Rav's mother were both a brother and a sister to Reb Chiya. So Mela Kisalak Losim, when Rav went to visit Reb Chiya, Omale, Reb Chiya asked Rav, Ava Kain. He asked him, is your father still alive? Is Ava your father? That's his brother, is he still alive? Omale, so Rav answered back, Ima Kayemis. Because Rav didn't want to say back, yes, my father was Niftel, like the Gemara before. It's not nice to say somebody was Niftel. So he said, Aloshin, why are you only asking me about my father? Why don't you ask me about my mother? My mother is also your sister. Is Omale, so Enacham Reb Chiya answered back, Ima Kayemis. So he answered back, and so he asked him, and so let me hear, how is your mother doing? Is my sister alive? Omale, so Rav answered back, Ava Kayim. As Rashi explains, Ava Kayim, as if to say, why don't you ask me about my father still? So Rashi, Vavi Klum Kayimu, Adain Leshivechel Olov. In other words, I didn't even answer you about the first question you asked about my father. So the kids around didn't speak out the favors that they were nifter, but Reb Chiya understood from this that both of them were nifter. Is Omalei, so Reb Chiya right away, Omalei Lesham, Reb Chiya right away told the Shamish, Cholet Sli Manoli, take off my shoes. In other words, Reb Chiya just heard that his brother and sister were nifter, he had a shiva for them, so he told the Shamish, take off his shoes. And right away then, an hour later, he told them, you know what, now let me go to the Beis HaMerchitz, take my kelim, let me take a bath now. So he did this to teach them the halachas, like we're soon going to see. Shema mina tlas. From here we see three halachas. Shema mina ovel also binyas a sandal. When you are an ovel, you're not allowed to wear shoes. You also binyas a sandal. Shema mina shmua rechayka enon heges elu yemechud. That a shmua rechayka, if you hear something, if you hear about somebody who's nifter after 30 days later, it's called a shmur rechayk. You didn't hear about it right away. Like here, Reb Chiya first heard that his brother and sister were nifter. He heard about it more than 30 days. So loch is, you only have to sit shiva for one day. Even this one day that you're sitting, you don't have to sit the whole day. You just have to sit a little bit of it. That's what he did. First he told him, take off my shoes, let me sit shiva. And then right away afterwards he said, let me go to take a bath, as if to say, the shiva is over. I just have to sit the shrachas. And right away then he went to take a bath to teach him these halachas. All right, we'll stop here. Yehon Dav Dalet. Yeah, again. So the last Gemara, just again, we said first last time. So Gemara, who di Omar, Goinu Dini. Somebody always used to say, any shayla he had in business, let's go to the Dayan. Let's ask him to pass on the shayla. So the Gemara Amri, the Gemara says, Shmanin nimi don kosi. That this person, his stomach comes from the Shevet Don. It says, by Shevet Don, Don yodin amoy ki achat shifta Yisrael. That the Shevet Don, they have the din to be a Dayan, to be Dayonim. So well, this person that said, always let's go to the Dayan, it's a Rai, he had the Dayonah's blood in him, that he came from the Shevet Don. Monachamai Sahudi Hevi Ko'ozul, the person who's always going, the Yomer, and he said, Ochif Yomo Asis Nabirosa. That wherever I go, I want to build my palace by the shore, that I should be able to see the ships on the sea. That's what he said. He wanted to live near the sea. Tomorrow, Botku, they checked the effort of this person. The Askechu, they found the Nizvulun Kosta. This person also came from the Shevet Zvulun. The Chsid, because it says by the Shevet Zvulun, Zvulun Lechayfi Yamim Yishkoin. Zvulun would live by the sea, and he'll do business, he'll sell things on the ship when the produce comes in, he'll sell it. So the right, this person came from the Shevet Zvulun. So the Myrna. The Hashtu the Kaim Malon. We came out according to everybody. When the Mishnah says that the Chiyuv Bedikah is Or L'Arba Oso, Or means nighttime. At the beginning of the night of Erev Pesach, that's when we have a Chiyuv to make Bedikah Chometz. For the Gemara Michti, let's see. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that we'll soon see what he holds. Ubein Rabbi Meya, and even according to Rabbi Meya Shita, Chometz Eino Oso Ela Mishay Shoy Salamala. midiraisa on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat chametz until chatzos. It's first after the sixth hour of the day. From then on, it's also midiraisa to eat chametz, even on Erev Pesach. But before chatzos, midiraisa, you're allowed to eat chametz. So machlokes will soon see Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, the Rabbanan gave chumras that 2 hours before that you should stop eating it. So it's a shaila how much before they said you shouldn't do it. But according to both of them, midiraisa the moedim, we'll see later with Dash and the Pasuk Ach, that half the day is mutatit and half the day is osatit, that up until the first 6 hours of the day, midiraisa, you are allowed to eat chametz. Of a zoi fratti gemara, v'nivdoi kashish. Or the zoi, why do we have to make the bedika Erev Pesach by night? Or lavoson, why can't you make the bedika right before the Zman Isser? In the sixth hour, let's make the bedika. It's right before the end of the Isser. It was saying now, till the end of the sixth hour, you're allowed to eat the chametz midiraisa. So we don't wait till the end of the sixth hour, nor during the sixth hour of the day, that's when there should be a chiyuv to make a bedika. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why do we have to make the bedika at night time for? So Rashi says, Bein Rav Meir, Bein Rav Yehuda, the affliger of a masnisa will have a machlekes later, pihar choka diyavad rabbonim liyaraisa. How many hours before the end of the sixth hour, before the seventh hour, is it also mid rabbonim? Chometz einu osim in atero bal yiroh uvachile ela mishay shoyis. That means mishaovru shay shoyis. It's only also on Erev Pesach after the sixth hour of the day. Kedi afin lakamon min ach cholik or min lestishchat al chometz. We'll soon see. But akol ponim midiraisa, you're allowed to eat chometz up until the end of the sixth hour. So the question is, does nivdoik chometz petchila sheish? Why does nirachiv just to be boidi chometz at the beginning of the sixth hour? V'koydim isuru yivarenu. And you'll check out all your chametz, and you'll get it together, and before it comes to the end of the sixth hour, you'll burn it. Is lomali lakdu mekuli hai? Why do we have to make a bdika so much before the night of Erev Pesach? So the kash like, if bishleime, if or would mean daytime, it's good. I can tell you daytime means the sixth hour. But now that you're saying or means the nighttime, Erev Pesach by night, you have to make a bdika, for what purpose? Why so early? The Chassam Sefer says in the Gemara, he asks the Kasha and says, V'nivdek b'shish, on the sixth hour, it's really lav dafkam. Because the Gemara brings down, Bein Rav Meir, Bein Rav Yehuda, that according to them, it's also in the Rabbonin 2 hours beforehand. So how could you wait to make the B'dikam? First, throughout the sixth hour, it's mamish also ba'anom mid Rabbonin, and you can't make a bittel anymore. So he learns, the Gemara asks the question, the sixth hour is lav dafka. It doesn't really mean the sixth hour of the day. It means a little bit before, like whatever zman midrabbonim, it's also do before that zman. But I call upon them not the night before, why so early? For the Gemara v'chi taimim, maybe you'll answer me. There's a klal, zurizin makdim l'mitzvois. Anytime you go to do a mitzvah, and you need to be a zaris, do it fast, as fast as possible. So mela, there's a mitzvah to make b'dika chametz, do it as early as possible, even the night time. The night of the 14th day, that's when you should do the b'dika. For the Gemara, if that's the case, nivdek mitzafro. There should only be an inyan to make b'dika early in the morning, Erev Pesach, but not before. As any time we have an inyan of zerizim, makdim l'mitzvahs, to be a zara to do something fast, you only do it in the morning. You never have to do something and start doing it the night before. If you have anything to do in the daytime, the earliest even to be a zara is he starts early in the morning. What's the raya? The chsev says a pasuk by Avraham Avinu, uvayoyim hashmini. The pasuk says not by Avraham. It says by uvayoyim hashmini yima b'sarolosei, that the mitzvah's mila is on the eighth day. The eighth day, when a kid is 8 days old, on that day there's a chiyuv to do mila. For Tanya, we learned kol hayoyim kula kosher l'mila. Really, any part of the day, the eighth day, you do the mila, you're mekayim the mitzvah mila b'zmana. The mila b'zmana is any part of the eighth day. Elo, there's a cloud though, says reason matim l'mitzvahs, that a Zoros, somebody wants to do something fast, Zoros, he does it earlier. So he starts to do the Mila right away in the morning. He should do it right away. There's an Indian to do the Mila as soon as possible in the morning, al reason matim l'mitzvahs. Shenema, what's the right of such an Indian to be a Zoros to do mitzvahs fast, and not to do it fast, but at least to start doing it as early as possible? What's the right of such an Indian? Shenema, the pasuk says by Avram Avinu, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. Avram got up early in the morning to go. So it was a tzivli, Avram was supposed to go. Hashem told him go, to the Akedah. So Avram didn't wait till the middle of the day to go. But Vayashkim Avram Baboiker got up early in the morning. Because any time there's an inyan to do a mitzvah that day, do it as early as possible.
So here we see that Inyan from Zrizah Makdim L'Mitzvahs. And still we see when Avram did his Zrizahs, how early did he get up? It doesn't say he started to do it at night. He didn't leave at night. No, Vayashkim Avram Babayki, he first started to leave in the morning. So you see, even after Inyan from Zrizahs, to do something as early as possible, the early means in the morning, early morning start doing it. But not, you don't have to start at night time. So Al Kamal Mishnah says, the Chiyah to do the Bdikah is the night of Erev Pesach. Why so early? Why start in the night time? Rashi Nivdak Mitzafro. Tiyiko Hakadomal is reason. Like, do it in the morning, and that would be enough even to Mekayim Dinyan of Zrizim. Kriyashachon Gabi Mila. Over Zrizoseho the Avram. By Avram also, Shinema Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. Shtoyim Temad Hanetzacham. He didn't wait till the sun rise. Now, Baboiker means right away, Alulus Hashachar. When we call Mokum Balaila Lehiktim, but he didn't get up early at night time. He waited till the morning. You see, early in the morning, you don't have to. So even though the Mephorshim and Tosfos asked the kasha, like, what's the Raya of Avram? There was talking about he went on the Derech, and we know you're not supposed to travel at night time. So no, that's why he didn't travel at night time. But here in our Mishnah, it's not a shal of traveling. You have to do the mitzvah. Maybe as reasons you should start even at night time. So some Mephorshim want to learn true that Avram Avinu didn't have to leave his house in the morning, in the night time, but our Koponim, he should have started to prepare the Chamor at night time. And here it's Mashmah, no, he only started to prepare the Chamor even by Yashkim Avram Abayker in the morning. And he didn't do anything at night. So you see, any time you have to do a mitzvah, negate to the daytime, the Indian is the reason to start doing it as fast as as early as possible, only means in the morning, not before the morning. So I call upon him, why does our Mishnah say at nighttime, even as reason makdimu mitzvahs, you shouldn't have to do it at nighttime? Yeah. After Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Bishor Shebnei Yodem Mitzuyim V'Boteim. That's one reason. Then you are supposed to make the bdikah the night of Erev Pesach, because that's the time when everybody is home. In other words, if he starts doing it in the morning, he has to make an early minyan, he has to go to this business, he has to run here. To wait till the morning, somebody sleeps too late, somebody gets up too early, you're not going to get everybody together at the same time in the morning. It's no good to ask everybody to come together in the morning. It's better at night time, that's when everybody is home. You come home, everybody's home then, that's the time to make the bdikah. But if everybody should be mishtatif, everybody would be home then to do it. And another reason is, for Or HaNer, Yofel Abdika. Also, the Mishnah says you're supposed to use an Or HaNer, supposed to be like a candle. And the reason why you use a candle is because with a candle, you can check out even the small cracks in the floor and the wall, places that you do put in chametz. And to use a candle by daytime won't help you too much, because at daytime the light doesn't shine. And by I use the light outside the sun, but the sun won't help you for the cracks. To get inside the cracks, you're going to have to use a light. So the light is better at night time. That's in your wise door at the beginning of the night time. So Drashi, V'yor HaNer, Yofel Abdika, Balayla. Well, candlelight, the light is much better at night time than by day. Avo Bayoy Machshich, by daytime a candle doesn't help you. V'yim Toyma Yivduk Lor HaYoy, good, forget about the candle. Let's use the sun. Hoyafin L'kamon Nechipush Shemetzvase V'ner. Chrisant Rashi learns the reason is you're supposed to use an air. There's a limud, but I've got to use an air. There's also a raya that there's an inyan medafka to use a candle. Like we spoke out, even though today we have electricity and we have flashlights that you could use for b'dikah, but it could be there's still an inyan at least to start off with a candle, like Rashi says here. You learn that mechipa shemitzvaseh b'ner. You're supposed to use an air. There's other before I should learn the inyan to use an air is to be able to get into the cracks. Yeah. So that's the reason why we make the b'dikah at night time. Because that's the time when everybody is home. And also, the Chachamim wants you to use an or, to use a ner, and the ner is good at night, not by daytime. Now, Omer Abaye, therefore Abaye says, Hilkach, and now that we're coming out, the Indian to do it at nighttime is not Mishum Stam Zriza Makim Lomitzvus. That's not the reason why. But the Ikya Takona, that you're supposed to make a bdika, the Rabbanim made a Takona, at what time? At the beginning of the night of Or La Bosar. Abizai Hilkach, therefore, Haitzumim Rabbanim, a young Talmud Chachim, Leliftach v'idnei bi'urta d'tleiser d'nagi abosar. Lelift means he should not open up idna in his swarm. He should not start learning. Bi'urta the night d'tleiser, the night of the 13th day, d'nagi abosar, going into the 14th day. In other words, the night of Erev Pesach, the night of the 13th, going into the 14th day, at the beginning of the night, after Shkiyat Achama, by Pesach Chachovim, that's the zman to make the b'dika, a Talmud Chacham should not start learning then. Why should he start learning then? Because Dilma Moshchalei Shemaitetein. Maybe while he starts to learn, it'll drag him a little bit longer, he'll be involved in the learning, and we ask them nuya mi mitzvah, and he'll come to forget to do the mitzvah at the time when you're supposed to. Like if would stand in if it's reason makim lemitzvahs, you don't have this cloud. Zara's the pshat is a nice thing to do. If you don't do it, there's nothing wrong. Like you're allowed to learn in the morning, even before you do mitzvahs. Because to do the mitzvah is only reason makim lemitzvahs. Okay, it's a nice thing, but to learn you're also allowed to do. But now that we're coming out in you to make the bdikah at night, it's not because the stam and ingam zrizus, to do something fast, to do it early. But as Ika Takana was, the Rabbanim wanted you to make the bdikah badafka at the beginning of the night time, therefore you're not supposed to learn even at the beginning of the night time. Today you shouldn't get yourself too much involved in learning, and you forget to make the bdikah at the right time. Rashi says, lo yiftach b'yidno, lo yatcha b'girsa. Yidna means, like, at the time what he's doing. The Talmud Chacham is learning. She shouldn't start the gears in his learnings. In Kova Eis L'Tera B'Lailus, even if he has a Zman, a Shir, to learn at night time, Lo Yaskul Esasek B'Shmaitetor. He should not start learning the night time before he does the Bdika. Now, Laloch, it's a Shaila about a half an hour before. Usually you say whenever you have a Zman to do something, you have to stop a half an hour before. So it's a question if you're allowed to learn a half an hour before Tesek Chavim or not. Which some should to say this mutter, some should to say you shouldn't. Rashi b'yurta the place of Nagi Arbeisa, Leil Yitziya Shloishosar, the night of the 13th day, Shukinisas Arbos, that's the coming into the 14th day. Vu Leil B'dikas Chomets, that's the Zman to make a B'dikas Chomets. So now the Chomim wants you to B'davka to do it at the beginning of the night time, because that's when people are Motzi, everybody's around. And also the aura is better at night time, that's why you're supposed to do it. We spoke about last time also the Ravid Shitter is that one of the reasons why the Mishnah says Lashon of Oral Arbosa, why does it say the light, even though really it means the night time, is because what part of the night should you do the Bedika? At the beginning of the night when there's still some light outside. Now it's true you have to wait for Tesek Chavim, for at the beginning of Tesek Chavim there is still some light outside. So that's the Zman when Rabbanim wants you to make the Bedika. But don't wait till it gets very dark outside, pitch dark, not so good then. Do it at the beginning of the night time when there's still a little bit light outside. So the Rabbanim Badafka wants you to do the B'dikah at that time. Therefore, you should not do anything else then. Don't learn then. The shaila about davening Marav, it depends. If a person always davens Marav Bizmana, he's allowed to daven Marav Bizmana, daven, and then go home to make the B'dikah. But if he usually davens Marav later, he should not daven Marav, but rather make the B'dikah at the beginning of Tesek Chavim, and then he'll daven Marav like he always does later. Right. Boy minei mirav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. They asked the shala from Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Hamasker bayis lechaveroi. If somebody rents out an apartment to his friend, you own the house, you own the apartment, and you're renting out this apartment to your friend. Biarba also. You rent it out to him on Erev Pesach. That's when you rent out your apartment to your friend. On the day of Erev Pesach. Is al mi livdek. Who has the chiyuv to make the bdika now? Do we say, Al Hamaski Livdoik, one svar is the maski, the person that owns the house, he should have the chiyuv to make the bdika, the chamira di dehu, because it's your chametz. Like his new person, Manashach, if he's coming in Erev Pesach, he doesn't come with any chametz. His own chametz you don't have. If you move into a house on Erev Pesach, you don't come in with chametz. So to check out the house now for the chametz is not your chametz. Whose chametz do you have to check out for? It's the owner, that he lived there before. So one svar is, since it's his chametz, he should have to make the bdika now. Oy Duma, maybe no. Al Asoicha Livdik. Why? The person that's renting right now, he should have to make the Bdika. He's right now, it's Erev Pesach, and he's living here now. He has to make the Bdika. Why? The Yisur Reb Yishus Sekoi. Because right now, the Yisur of the Chometz, in whose Rishus is it? It's in your Rishus. It's in your Rishus, that's the Lachon. Any Chometz that's in your Rishus, you have to get rid of. You can't have Chometz in your Rishus. So only Yishalom, maybe Goyish Chometz, maybe you're allowed to have in your Chometz. In your Rishus. But Yiddish Chometz, Poshid, you're not allowed to have in your Rishus. Frati, the famous Goyin Shita, the Gru holds that when a Yisrael owns Chometz and Pesach, the Issa, Baal Yiroh, Baal Yimot, applies to Kol Klal Yisrael. Every single Yid really has a Chiyuv to see that Chometz should not be here. Just that the person that Mamash owns in his Rishus, the Chiyuv is mutl upon him to get rid of it. But let's say he doesn't want to get rid of it, any Yid has a right to come and burn up that Chometz. Because really, there's a close to Kalav, Lo Yirah means nobody should see any Yiddish Chometz around. So we medrik a little bit in Lashon HaGemara. I do know that since the Yisur is Rishus Ekoi, since the Chometz right now is in your Rishus, even though it doesn't belong to you, it's somebody else's. But since it's in your Rishus right now, you should have the Chiyuv to Bedika to get rid of it. That's the Shiloh, who has the Chiyuv Bedika? Fine, that's Pasha, that's also part of the Shaila, right? Since the beginning, the Chiyuv belonged to the Maskir, right? That the night time still belonged to the owner. So since that's the Chiyuv started, right? That's one Svar, right? That since it started by him, he should have to continue. The other Svar is no, though. Once he gave up, it's not his Rishus anymore. The Chiyuv B'dik is only, you have to check out your Rishus. So like we're saying, like the gross Svar is that really the law of Bayiro is upon Kol Klai Yisroel. Because the person that has in his Rishus is a special Chiyuv, and your Rishus, you get rid of it. So right now, since you came and rented this apartment now it's in your Rishus. Tchiris is Kanya, you're kind of with Tchiris, you're renting it, it's in your Rishus. So whoever has Chomis in his Rishus, he has the Chiyuv, the Tchiris could change, that's good for the Shailah. Do we say the Chiyuv changes, or else no? Since at the beginning it was upon the Masker, the owner, he owned the house at the beginning. At the beginning of the night, he had the Chiyuv to do it. Even though later on he rents it to somebody else, the Chiyuv does not go off him, it still remains by the first one, or else no? Since now it's in somebody else's Rishus, he has to do it. So Rashi, Rishusei Koi, Shereyato Abayi Shaloi, now that the house belongs to him, he has a chiyuv to make the b'rika. That's the Shailam. The Martar Shema, come and bring your raya. The Locha, Amaska Abayi, the Chaveroi. If somebody rents out his apartment to somebody else, Al HaSoicha Lassos Le Mezuzah. The person that rents, that's going to live there now, he has to make the mezuzah. So the Havimina by says that when you rent, the person that's living there, he has to take care of the mitzvahs. It's upon him to do the mitzvahs. So mezuzah is a mitzvah. The seichah, the person living there, it's in your rishus. You have to put up the mezuzah. Here also, there's a chiyuv to do a bedika on the chometz. Since the chometz is in your rishus, the chiyuv is upon you. You have to make the bedika. So Rashi lots of the mezuzah. Alma midi the mitzvah le'ramya. Anything that's totally in the mitzvah, the person that's in your rishus. If you're renting now, it's in your rishus. You have the chiyuv to make the bedika, just like you have the chiyuv to put up the mezuzah. And the Gemara, no, there's no raya. Hosam and the Gemara by mezuzah is different. Hosam omer av meshashia mezuzah choyves hadari. It's a special svarim that mezuzah is a choyva upon the person that's living in the house. That's why he has to put the mezuzah. In other words, if you just own a house, you have no chiyuv to put a mezuzah up. You have to live there. It's not enough you own the house. The choyva is upon the person that lives there. So pshita, who's living here right now, the circle, the person that's renting it, therefore he has to make the mezuzah. Also, another Svar Rashi says is that the Iki Yisrael of a mezuzah, it's a shmira. It watches you. So who has to be watched now? The person that's living there. If you're the Sechah, you're renting, you're living there, you need the shmira. So mainly you need the mezuzah. The Bailam, the owner that's not living there, he doesn't need the shmira. So therefore here, by mezuzah, it's a special svarim that the Chayvah Sadah, the person that's living there, he is the one to do it. The Torah says also, "V'dochi the mezuzah had a dar klema. Afilo yhoya maskira hayochli potim the mezuzah shlohoya dar mustamish b'vayis. Even if he didn't rent out your house, just the fact that the owner does not live in his house anymore, there's no chiyuv to put a mezuzah. The Torah says the Gemara Kapshuta. If you own a house and you don't live in the house, there's no chiyuv to put the mezuzah up. So you can't be mechayiv the maskir, the owner, to put a mezuzah up because it's not worse. Even if I didn't rent it to somebody, stam nobody's living in the house." If nobody's living in the house, you have no chiyuv mezuzah. The chiyuv mezuzah only comes because you're living there. So who is living here right now? The seichel is living here right now. So pshita, he has to do it. Mashenkein by bedikas chametz. Here we have the svar before. No, that since the svaras are two svaras, since at the beginning of the night of Erev Pesach, who owned this house? The owner owned the house. So the chiyuv was already chal upon him to make the bedika. Maybe he has to make the bedika even later on in the daytime. Even though right now he rented out to somebody else, he should still have to make the bedika. So Mela, that's why we still have a shalom now. Maybe by schiras, by chometz, once the chiyuv started by you, it stays by you. But by mezuzah, it's not the pshat the mezuzah started by you, it stays by you. As soon as you don't live in the house, there's no more chiyuv mezuzah. So mezuzah pshit, whoever's living there now, he has to put up a mezuzah. Mashenka by chometz is a shalom, since the chometz belongs to the owner, and at the beginning of the night of Arba Osron, you were living there also, so the chiyuv was chal upon you, maybe the chiyuv still stays by you. Or else no, maybe since the bedikas chometz now is told to the person that's living there, so mela, we should say, you have to do it, Sarech has to do it. So mela, there wouldn't be a good raya. So the way the Gro learned is always everybody has the chiyuv, but there's a special chiyuv upon somebody. It wouldn't possibly be both of them. One of the two has a special chiyuv. So Mazel Sotah, which one has it? Rashi, the Shver Rashi, we'll see Rashi a little bit here. Rashi says, Choy besadan, that you are shlefi ishi misham rosoi. Because a mezuzah watches you. Uksiv beitcho, biyoscho, nichnas viyotzi bon. It calls the man, you're going in and going out of the apartment, that's a swear, you should have to have a mezuzah. Because you want the mezuzah to watch you. So pshita, if you're renting, the renter has to put up the mezuzah and not the owner. Aval hocha zok rashi, vedikas chomets d'rabonin. Vedikas chomets is only mit d'rabonin. This is a bit of shver, not like Rashi said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Rashi said, vedikas chomets is, shelo yavrol of abayiro abayimotsi. He should not be over the lav of abayiro abayimotsi. We spoke out the Ran Lerm Shan Rashi, that you could be in the kind of the mitzvah sesti of teshbisum, by vedika. If you check out to make sure you have no chomets in the house, that's also a key of getting rid of your chomets. That it could be if you're mekayim the mitzvah deraisim. But here's Rashi saying, not like that. Rashi's saying that v'dikas chometz goni midrabbonin. Deem yishum bal yiruah, you're not allowed to see chometz in your rishus. So you have to get rid of it anyway. So Rashi, v'bayimotsi omala kamon, tisagla bevitul, v'yalma. The Gemara number days will soon see said that midraisif, you mevatli your chometz, that's enough. What does bitul mean, Rashi learns? E mesiach daiti minei. You like, take it out of your mind. You're not going to think about this chometz. Or mishava de kafra, and in your mind the bitul means you make it like afra, you make it like dirt, like it's not worth anything to you. This is Rashi Shita. Tosfos learns will soon see on the base that bitul is mitam hefker. Your mafkud, you take it out of your rishus. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that bitul is not hefker. No, bitul means you're mesiach daiti minei. You take it out of your mind. You're not going to think about the chometz anymore. Or mishava de kafra. It's a chiddush that in your mind you make is as bleak, you make as if. This chometz now is dirt. It's not value. It doesn't mean anything to you. It has a din like it's offer. It's mamish like you, kind of the mitzvah tashmisu, you got rid of it. So therefore Rashi is saying, midiraisa to get rid of the chometz, all you have to do is just a bittul. Now, the bdika, what if you have to check for the chometz? That's only midirabonin. Yeah, the yamako chamir, the babesa hadin. Rabonin who now the yatzrach bdika. It's only with the Rabbanon you have to have the Chiyah B'dikam. V'ashtek, Yagavim, the Boilon, Terech Zel Mimutl. The Shalof and Stama Tircha, to make the B'dika. So that's our Svar here. Who was Rabbanon Matul this Tircha on? Was it upon the owner of the Chometz? Or the Svar's no, since you're not living here anymore, somebody else is living here right now, he has to make the B'dika. That's the Gemara Shaila. But basically, there'll be a lot of Shalot in and Tzurik and Claire, a lot here. We'll go right there. Daf Yeg Mustafi here. The Chur, I mean, the Kaib Shurim, the Chan of Asim, once said, the Chur, there should be totally in the Machlekes. The first Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the reason why you make a B'dika is not to be over by your own by Yimotzei. So the Chur, that's the owner of the Chometz. He's the one that's going to be over by your own by Yimotzei. So Chur, he's the one that should have to make the B'dika. Tosfos learns, though, why do we have to make a B'dika? So he says, Midiraisa, there's no Shalom by your own by Yimotzei. Because since you're Mavatul the Chometz, you're not over by your own by Yimotzei. Why do we have to make a B'dika? Shalei Lechel, you shouldn't come to eat it. That's why the Rabbanan said to make a bedikah. So if we're worried about you shouldn't come to eat it, who's going to eat the chametz? The person that's living there. The Bailam that owns the chametz, he doesn't live here right now. He's not going to come to eat it. So this shaila should be telling him that shaila. Then you say the bedikah is that you should not come to eat the chametz in the middle of Pesach. So then that's the svara. The seicher should have to do it. The one that's living there right now. Or do you say the reason why you have to make a bedikah is that you should not be over by your own, by your motzei. And the chura, who's over by your own, by your motzei? The owner of the chametz. Since here it's the original Bailam, he owns it, that should be the Shaila. I declare back in Tzavarim. Tell them, but the groin is Mirshavarim. That's the Gemara Shaila. Right there. Toshima, come and bring it right now. Toshima. Hamaski abayat tachaberoi. If so... Yeah. Omalu Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak said like this. Tanina, we learned in the Braisa. If somebody rents out your apartment to your friend, you rent out your apartment. You own the house, you're renting it out now. If you didn't hand over the keys yet, it became the night of our boss's man b'dikas chometz ala maske livdik. In other words, you go boss who lemaisa has the right to use this apartment by the time b'dikas should be chal. At the night or our bosser, the night of Erev Pesach, when the bdik is chal, who has the keys, the right to go into the apartment? If the owner still has the keys, so the chiv is upon him, and the chiv remains by him. But if he already handed over the keys to the seicher, the one that's renting it right now, that person has the keys by the beginning of Oral our bosser, when the bdik should be chal, is ala seicher livdik. So it's a clear braisa. That it's totally who has the right to use the apartment, Leil Arbosa. Who has the keys to use the apartment? That's what Machlokes Rishonim, is it enough just to have the keys, or do you have to have a kinyan also? The Mechaber brings down two things. First, or a soicha, the renter has to make a kinyan. Either he gave money, or else he made a kinyan schiris, he was mishtamish with the house. And even after the soicha has a kinyan, mishtamshus, still he has to have the key. You need like two things. As before, I should learn on, like Rashi's mashma, mesiras mafteach, just giving over the keys at Rashi, who kinyan aschiris? That alone is a kinyan aschiris. That the owner gives you over the keys. You have the right to use the house right now, that's considered a kinyan aschiris, and now you're like the owner of this apartment right now. So everything is totally, who has the right to use the apartment by Leah Larbosa? At the beginning of the Zman Badikas Chomitz, who has the right to use it? That's the halacha. If the owner still has the keys, he has the chiyuv, even if he rents it later at the night time, or in the next day Erev Pesach, it's upon him the chiyuv to make the bedikah. But if he gave over the keys before, then we say it's upon the seicher to do the bedikah. Tomorrow another shaila. Boyim and Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Hamaske bayis lechaveiroi bar boser. If somebody rents an apartment on the daytime of Erev Pesach. Yeah? So we know klo, the chiv is upon who? Upon the maskir. The bailum was supposed to make the bedikah at the nighttime. If the shaila though, cheskosai bodik or yen cheskosai bodik. When you rent it now, when you get the keys for Erev Pesach, do you have a right to them on that the bailum zichah made the bedikah and I don't have to make another bedikah? That's the question. Do you have a right to know when he made the bedikah or not? For the Gemara, am I not familiar? What are you asking me questions for? Lishayla, ask the person. The person's there. He gave you the keys an hour ago. Go to him. Or Bishati gives you the keys in Erev Pesach. When the Bailam is giving you the right to use the apartment, ask him, did you make the bedikah last night or not? And the Gemara, the Leisei, in such a case where he's not around, he left the keys in the mailbox, and he went out of town already, you can't get in touch with him right now. So Shalom, now it's Erev Pesach. You have the keys, you're going into to your apartment. Do you have a right to know more that the Bailam did his din, he made the bedikah last night the way he was supposed to? Or else no, maybe you have to be choshesh, he didn't make the bedikah, and you should have to do it. So of course, the Madna Shalom, why should we know more he didn't do it? Like even an Amoritz, it's only by Truma, by Maisus to say the choshed, of Hesed, maybe they'll lose money, they won't take off Maisus. But the Churas Tamazoy, everybody does mitzvahs bedikas chametz. Why should you say the person didn't do it? So what Chassam Sofer says, you have to say the Shalom is, because it's a hard thing to do. Like we'll soon see in Amad Beis, it's a hard thing to do bedikas chametz. So even though normal people with Stam wouldn't do mitzvahs, but this is a hard one to do, so you have maybe, let's be choshed, maybe the person to buy him did not do the bedikah. Like maybe you have to know 100% he did it. But if you don't know he did it, you have to be choshed, maybe he didn't do it or not. That's the Shalom. So you have to be choshed, he didn't or not. So tomorrow, the person is not here to ask him anymore. Is Latruche Lahai Mai? So we tell this person right now. So the more Mai. Omalu Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Tenisu, we learned. Hakel Nemonim Al Bir Chometz. You could believe anybody if they tell you this house had a Badika. Somebody tells you last night the owner made the Badika, you could believe him. Afilu Noshim, even if it's a question of believing an Isha. Afilu Avodim, even a slave. Afilu Katanim, even Katanim, most of you could believe them. Is the Chura, my time in Hemne, why do we believe them? Like Rashi says, my time in Amonim, Holad B'nei Asudaninu. These people don't have a Dinedis. A Kodin is not believed as a Ned. So why do we believe a Kodin if he's going to tell you this house was Bodik? Lav Mishum, the Chura, the only reason is, the B'lav Amridudu, even without them telling you, Nami Mechaskin and Le Bodik. Every single house, we Nemo and Mistomo, the owner made the Bodika last night. Nobody is over in Yisrael Rabbonin. They are filu amoritz. Even though this person is not amoritz, l'shad zvorim, of a chobu l'nyim b'dika, the cold reason. The mitzvah's b'dika, everybody zeros comes to Pesach, everybody keeps Pesach, the makbah not to have chomitz, so you have a right to nemo on the person made a b'dika. That's why you have a right to believe even a kotin when he tells you they made a b'dika. So the moral